Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on Daf Chaf Amin Beis. We are at Bai Rami Bar Chama on Chaf Amin Beis, which is four lines before the lines get wide. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. It's also sponsored by Stephen and Malcolm Maretsky in memory of their daughter Aviva Esther Maretsky on her 24th yard site in the Shem Shavn Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Mr. Paul Fine in memory of Chaim Ben Ruvain in the Shem Shavn Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by the Shulman family for the yard site of Mr. Arthur Reuben Shulman, Aaron Ruvain Ben Dov Ber in the Shem Shavn Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to discuss today is first we're going to raise a shayla. If we knew that a certain luach, that a certain tablet belonged to the woman, and then there's a get written on it, and we see that the husband has this tablet, do we assume that he became somehow the owner of that tablet, and therefore the get is going to be kosher? Or do we assume, no, she was never makna the tablet to him, and since she owned the paper the whole time, she owned the thing that the get was written on the whole time, the get is not going to be kosher. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya about shtaros that were written by a particular zakein in a particular place, and what assumptions we made about the ownership of those shtaros that were written by that zakein. So the Gemara is going to work on trying to be poshet that suffik in several different ways. Then the Gemara is going to teach us a chiddush of Rava, that if a person writes a get and gives it to an eved that he still owns, and then gives the eved as a matana with the get in hand, is she miskareshes with such a get? The Gemara is also going to talk about a person puts a get in a chatzer that the husband owns, and then the husband gifts the chatzer to the woman. Is she miskareshes? And the Gemara is going to discuss, well, wait a second, why do I need both of those dinim? They sound exactly the same, meaning an eved and a chatzer are pretty much the same thing. So what difference does it make whether you put the get in the hand of the eved and then are makna the eved, or you put the get in the chatzer and are then makna the chatzer? Then the Gemara is going to talk about why it is that when the Mishnah spoke about writing a get on a keren shalpara, why it is that you can't just cut off the keren shalpara? Why do you have to give the whole para in order for the get to be valid? Why not just cut off the keren shalpara? The Gemara is then going to discuss the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that we had in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that you're not allowed to write a get on a davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, nor on ochlim. Where does he get that from? Where does he see that in the psukim? And what's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Rabbanan as far as how to interpret the psukim? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about writing a get on mechubar lekarka, and what the problem is with writing a get on mechubar lekarka. And the Mishnah is also going to talk about writing a get on something in such a way where the writing can become erased. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on those two dinim that appear in the Mishnah Amud Beis. So let's begin again, four lines before the lines get wide, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Boi Rami Bar Chama. So says the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama, Muchzakim B'tavla Shishala. If we know that a particular tablet belonged to the woman, V'get Kosav Aleha, V'yotzu B'tachas Yado, and there's a get written on it, and we see that he's in possession of this tablet. Mahu, is he able to be Megarish, his wife, using this tablet? What are the two tzadim? Mi Amrina Nakni Aknisalei, do we assume that obviously the woman must have been makna this to the husband in order that he write the get on it, and therefore he's able to be megarisher with it, that he could fulfill v'nasan biyada, it was his, now he's giving it back to her, or do we assume that since the woman doesn't know that the get has to belong to the husband, and that you need a real full-fledged kinyan, and she knows that she's going to get it back, meaning that this tablet that she's giving to him, she's about to get it right back with a get written on it, so she doesn't really have gemiras das to be fully makna it to the husband, because she doesn't understand that she needs to fully be makna to the husband, and therefore mela, she can't be miscarriage with it. So Amar Abaye Tashma, Abaye says, oh, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah in the second parak of Idios. Af who hayid Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made that al kvar katan shayib inside Yerushalayim, about a small village that was near Yerushalayim, vayibol zaken echad, and there was a particular zaken in that village, vayimalva lekol bnei akvar, and this zaken used to lend money to all the people in the village. Vikosiv b'ksav yado, and he would write the shtarichov in his own handwriting on his own paper, va'achirim chosim, and other people would sign on the shtaros. So the suffix was, is the shtar kasher or not? So they asked the Chacham about these shtaros, and the Chacham were makshe these shtaros. But v'amai abin and sefer mikna v'leka, why were the Chacham makne such makshir such shtaros? Doesn't a shtar need to be sefer mikna, meaning the kinyan shtar is derived from the fact that the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says ve'ekach es sefer hamikna, and the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin derives from there that the mocher or the makne writes the shtar on his own paper. So why are the Chacham being machshir a shtar of this zaken who was not the makna? He's the shtar shouldn't be valid. He's not the one that's supposed to be owning the paper. Ella mishum damrinan akne makna luhu. It must be that we're working with the assumption that this zaken was makna the shtar to the makna. So the zaken knew that the shtar is going to come right back to him, and we're not told that because he thinks that he knows that the shtar is coming right back to him, then he's not really going to have a gemir stas to fully be makne it to the other person. No, he knew it's coming right back to him, and yet we assume that when he writes it on his paper, he is having gemir stas, that he's being makne to the other person so that they can then give it back to him, and he'll hang on to that shtar chov that says that these people owe him money. So the same thing should apply by the woman. The woman knows that the get is coming right back to her, but still she's being makne the luach to the husband. And that way he's able to write the get and give it right back to him. Now it happens to be that this pasuk that of Sefer Mikna is in Yirmiyahu is about mechira, but from our sugya it seems that the same is true for shtari halva. I mean, that this requirement exists by shtari halva. The case of the zaken with shtari halva was not shtari mechira, but the Gemara is assuming that you have the same requirement that it has to belong to the right person when it comes to halva, that has to belong to the lova when it comes to halva as well. So the Miri writes, yeah, because the chum are not mechalik between the shtaros. So since by a shtar kinyan you need to have the shtar belong to the makna, so by the shtar halva also that you need it to be the lova has to be makna it to the malva, that the shtar has to belong to the lova. Tosrit explains that even a shtar halva is considered shtar kinyan because the lova is meshabir all of his nechasav, all of his nechasim, so that's also considered to be a kinyan. However, Tosas disagrees, and he holds that shtar halva'a does not need to belong to the lova bedafka. The raya of the Gemara is from shtari mecher that this zaken would write to people in that city, because mestama, since he was always lending them money, they would also repay the favors, and they would give him they would sell him fields, so there would be makna al yedei shtar that he would write, meaning there must have been some reciprocity, some reciprocal relationship over here, that because he was always so kind and so generous to be lending them money, they were probably very forthcoming in terms of when they wanted to sell something, and he was trying to amass wealth and properties, they probably were very eager to give him an opportunity to be the one to buy it. Plus, he's the guy that had all the money. If someone has a lot of money and you want to sell a property, so probably that's the person that you would go to. So it's about the shtari mecher that weren't even mentioned in the story. So it's not only about shtari halva, but either way, we know it's true by shtari mecher, we know it's true by a get, and we see by whatever was going on with the zakev, we're working with the assumption that he knew to be fully makna the shtar to them. So why don't we make these, perhaps we should make the same assumption by the Isha. So Amar Rava, my Kushya. Rava says, how's that a raya? Even if you're going to say that a woman does not have das to be makne, the luach, to the husband, only to lend it to him, it's not a stira to what the Mishnah says in Idios. Dilma, Zaken shiny, the other laknuye. Maybe the zaken in that kfar is different, in that little village is different, because he's a Talmud Chacham. He knew that he has to be makne the shtaros with a full-fledged kinyan, and therefore he's makne his shtaros to the other people. So the Chacham were machshir his shtaros, but you can't be poshet the suffix of Rami Bar Chama by a get, which is written on the woman's tablet, because the woman doesn't know. She's not such a bucky in dinim. It could be she has no idea that she has to be fully makna. So the person is a big difference between zakein and a typical woman, especially in those times. Ella amar Rava mehacha. So Rava says you aren't to be poshet the safek. It's from the following din. Mishnah Maseches Bava Basra at the very end of Maseches Bava Basra. Arev ayotze lachar chisum shtaros. An arev, a cosigner on the shtar halva'a that comes after the chisum shtaros, that after the edim signed on the shtar halva'a, the arev writes va'ani arev. Right, he signs on it, and I take responsibility for this loan. So gova min chasim lechorin, the malva can collect from the arev, from the chasim lechorin that he has at the time of the gvi asachov, and whatever has not yet been sold to other people when the malva wants to come collecting. But it sounds like we're talking about a case where the arev added vani arev after the lova already gave the shtar to the malva. So the hischaivus of the arev is going to work even though the shtar belongs to the malva. Aye, but a shtar needs to be sefer mikne. It has to belong to the person who's being makne. So it must be that the malva is makne the shtar back to the arev, so he could write the words va'ani arev, and then he gives it back to the malva. So you see that everybody knows, not just a zake, not just a big talmud chacham in some little village near Yerushalayim who grew up in the Bate Medrash of Jerusalem. No, you see a regular guy, a regular Arev. He has a regular Malva, with the Arev, knows that he has to be Makna the Shtar back. So why don't we make the same assumption by the woman? So Amar Rav Ashi, my Kushya, how can you bring a Raya from that? Dilma Gavra Shaili Diyadu Lakanuye. I mean, previously we said a Zaken is different. Zaken means Zesha Kana Chachma, it implies a Talmud Chacham. Granted, this is not a Talmud Chacham, but it's a man at least. So he learned some Nashim Nezikin in yeshivas. Women didn't learn Nashim Nezikin in yeshivas. They don't know that they're supposed to be makna to other people. So she's not a bekiyah in dinim, particularly in those dinim that relate to Mecha Chamemkar, right? Mistama, women were bekiyah in dinim that related to things that were nogea to them, but they were typically not involved in business transactions. So Elam Ravashi, a third attempt at being poshet this suffix, third and final attempt. Mehacha, we learn it from a Mishnah here in Maseches Gittin in tomorrow's daf. Isha Koseves Eskita, a woman who needs to get divorced, if she wants, she can write the get on her own paper and be makne it to the Baal, and then the Baal can give it to her l'shem gerishin. Ve'ish Koseves Shovro, and similarly, when a man pays up the ksuba, if he wants, he could write the receipt that says that the woman received the full ksuba payment on his own paper, be makne it to the woman, and the woman will sign on it, will have Edom sign on it, and give it right back to the husband, and it will be a valid shtar, a valid shovar. What? Why isn't it possible if the woman is writing her own get? Doesn't the husband have to own the paper? So shouldn't it be possible if the woman's the owner of the paper? The hechsher of the get, or the shtar, is by the edim that are chosim on it, and it doesn't really matter who wrote it. I'm sorry, I mean, the Gemara, that line is addressing, doesn't the husband have to write the get? So the answer is yes, the husband has to write the get, but he is writing it because the chasima is what really counts as the writing. So even though the woman is the one that's writing it, but it's when it's in the hands of the husband, it's having a chasima. But the woman apparently knows to be makna the get to the husband after she wrote it to him. So therefore, you could be magarish anisha with a get that she had given him the luach upon which to write that get. We assume that she does know to be maknit. So the Gemara raised the shaila. We knew this luach belonged to the woman. Now the husband has it and he has a get written on it. Can he divorce her with it? Do we assume that she was really fully makna'it? So we have raya number one. Well, we assume a zakein is fully makna things. Say, so I can't bring a raya from a zakein. He's a talmud chacham. Raya number two. Well, we assume a man who's a malve is fully makna things. Can't bring a raya from a man. A man knows about mekach memkar. So raya number three is from a woman herself, from a mishnah about a get, about a woman, where we see clearly that the woman is makna. So that's a checkmate. He can't be mechalik. conflict between a woman and a woman, right? So obviously, that's going to be the raya. Okay, so now the Gemara brings is able to move on to another din. Amar Rava, kasav lo get unusano biyavdo. A husband writes a get for his wife and puts it in the hand of his eved, of his own eved. V'kasav lo shtar matana a love, and then he writes a shtar matana on the eved that he's gifting the eved to the woman. So kanasu, she's kona the eved with the get that's in the eved's hand umiskareshes bo, and thereby she becomes divorced because the eved is considered her chatzer. And we're going to learn a Mishnah much later in the Masechta that if a husband is zorek a get into a woman's chatzer, she is mugureshes. So we don't say that since at the time that the husband gave the get to the eved did not belong to her, and therefore it's not nasan biyada, and she's not miskareshes. No, we say that since the husband is being makna the eved, and together with the eved, he's also being makna the get, so it's gita v'chatzera ba'en ka'achas, that it goes from the husband to the wife all at the same time, and she's miskareshes bekach. In the Sefer Kavod de Kashyasa, the Chalkas Yov, the author of Chalkas Yov, wrote a little kuntrus called Kavod de Kashyasa, where he has 103 kashas that he doesn't have answers to. So the Kavod, Kuf Beis Aleph, is Gematria 103. So that's the Kavod, the phrase in Shas, Kavod de Kashyasa, means a kav, a measurement of kash, of like straw. But he used it as a clever play on words that covered the Kashyasa. He wrote a kuntrus of his 103 questions that he doesn't have answers to, which is a brilliant gimmick, meaning because in Judaism, if you want people to read your Sefer, say, I have questions that nobody has answers to. And then everyone will say, nobody? I have answers to it. And sure enough, there's a Sefer covered the Tirutza, covered the Nichusa, covered the Yeshuva. Right? Everyone wrote a kuntrus to try to answer all of his kashas. So in Kasha Nun Gimel, in covered the Kashyasa, he says, why does it help in a situation where the husband is makna the chatzar with the get? The Gemara is going to say later on Dafayin Ches, that if the husband gives his wife a get kosher, a get that's tied to a string, and he's holding the other side of the string, where as soon as she takes the get, he can just yank it right back, that she's not megureshes because there's no krisos, because he could always be machzer it back to himself. So he says, shouldn't the same thing be true if he's giving an evet or a chatzar as a matana, and the evet or the chatzar happens to have the get in it? Because by all other transactions, there's a concept called toch kedei dibur, that you could always be chozer b'toch kedei dibur. By get, you can't be. But by other transactions, you can be. So if the get is being transferred to her property through a kinyan, that you can always pull back, not physically pull back, but toch kedei dibur, you could back out on the transaction. So isn't that just like pulling back the string? So that's Kushya Nun Gimel in the Kavod de Kashyasa. So Reb Chaim Moizer and Achiezer and Chelik Bey, Simul Chafei, Osches, says the fact that you can be Chozer B'Tok Kedei Dibur is because the Kinyan on the Chatzar is not Nigmar until after Kedei Dibur. Meaning sometimes something happens, you need to let it settle in, and now it's complete. Meaning only once it's, you had a second to let it settle in, then the Das is complete. So the Maisen, the Sinas Haget, is not finished until Acher Kedei Dibur. That's when the get is effectuated. It's not that he does a mice in the Sina and then he's pulling it back b'toch kedei dibur. There is no mice in the Sina until Acher kedei dibur. And that's how he answers that kasha of the Kavod Kashasa. So anyway, so the Gemara asks on Rava, Vamai, why should she be Mugureshes when the Eved is holding the get, just like she's Miskareshes when the get is in her Chatzar? The Eved is not standing in one place. Chatzar Mahalechasi. The Eved is a moving Chatzar. And the halacha is, if you have a chatzer that's jumping around, that moves from one place to another, that's not kavua in one place, the owner is not kona with the kinyan chatzer when you put something inside such a chatzer. When the chachamim say such a din, the chatzer shaladim is kona lo, that's only by a chatzer she'ena ma'alechas. Rav himself says that din in Bamatzia Daf Tes, that a chatzer ma'aleches is not going to be kona. Rashba raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara ask this kasha on the Mishnah? The Mishnah in Yotes said, al yad shalevet menosin la'asa'evet. So why isn't that a problem of chatzer ma'aleches? So the Rashba explains, because the Mishnah is talking about where you write it on the Eved himself. So the Eved is not the chatzer, the Eved is the shtar, meaning the Eved is the shtar of the get. You tattooed it on the Eved. So he is the shtar. There's no such din that the get can't be mahaleches. The get can be something that moves around and it's not kavua in one place. So the nesinas evidence is the nesias haget. So you can't ask that it's a chatzar mahaleches because it's not being done al yidei kinyan chatzar at all. But over here, Rav is talking about where the evidence is holding a get, and then you're assuming that she's being kona the get through the fact that her chatzar, meaning her evid, who is a chatzar, is housing the get. So that's why the Gemara could have such a kash over here. Rishonim also ask, why is it that a chatzar mahaleches is not kona? We learn the din of chatzar from yad, and a yad is mahaleches, meaning a yad is not kavua in one place. So why is it that, where do we get this din that a chatzar mahaleches is not kona? The whole din of chatzar we only know from yad, and yad is mahaleches. So the Ramban quotes a Tosos that yad on its own is not considered mahaleches; it's considered to be resting. The guf is that it's connected to is mahaleches, meaning similar to what the Gemara says in Bav Metzia about a sal sha'al rosha, a basket on her head. That's not considered a chatzar mahaleches because the basket is resting on her head. It's just that the thing that it's resting on is moving. Then he quotes another teretz. The Ran quotes another teretz from Tosos that the yad is not considered to be mahaleches because it's only mahaleches l'daita. It's not mishtameres elo l'daita. So it's like a chatzar that's ain't a mahaleches, but a chatzar that's mahaleches shelo l'daita, where it has a mind of its own and it's not controlled by the mind of the person who's the owner of it. So Mishtamer Shalol Daita is not going to be Kona because it's not considered to be Yad. But either way, from either of these Shitas from Rishonim, you see the reason of Chatzar Ma'aleches is not Kona is because it's not Dome to Yad. It's not similar enough to Yad. And that's what the Rosh writes. That the reason of Chatzar Ma'aleches is not Kona is because Chatzar is derived from Yad, so it has to be as similar to Yad as possible. Rashi in B'Metzia Daf Tesav Beis says that the reason Chatzar Melchus not kona is because the Torah is only marba that chatzar is kona when it's mishtameres, when it's not moving, and therefore it's mishtameres. Nothing to do with its comparison to yad. So that's what B'chaim in the stencils points out, that Rashi apparently disagrees with these Balei HaTosos that are quoted by the Ramban and the Ran, and holds that the reason that chatzar melchus is not kona is not because it's not doma to yad, it's because it's not mishtameres l'das habaylim. So against those the other Rishonim. So anyway, so that's the fundamental. So says the Gemara again, why is it that when you give the get to your Eved, and then you're makna her the Eved, why is she miskareshes? It's a chatzar ma'aleches. So says the Gemara, v'chitema, and maybe you're going to try to be metareitz, that Rav is talking about when the get is in the hand of the Eved, that she's miskareshes, is not when the Eved is moving. But omeid, maybe you're talking about where the Eved is standing still. Nah, it's not going to answer the question, because v'amarava, kol shilu mahalich lo kana, omid v'yoshev lo kana. That any time you have something that if he were walking, it would not be a valid kinyan. So even if it happens to be standing still, it's also not a valid kinyan. Meaning an Eved is still a chatzar mahaleches. Whether currently he's moving or not, he is a chatzar mahaleches because by his nature, he is a chatzar mahaleches. V'hilchus habekafus. So the halacha is that the woman is mugreshes. We're qualifying Rav's statement that the woman is mugreshes only if the Eved doesn't even have the capacity to walk. He's tied down. So then it's like a chatzar sheina mahaleches, where it could be kona the get on behalf of the isha. So that is din number one of Rava. You write a get, you give it to your eved, and then you gift the eved to the woman. She is miskareshes, provided that the eved is kafus, so he's not a chatzar mahaleches. Din number two of Rava, v'yamar Rava, kasv l'get u'nesano b'chatzero. Let's say you own a chatzer, so you write a get to your wife and you put it in the chatzer. V'kasv l'shtar matana alav, and then you write a shtar matana on that chatzer. So kenasu, the woman is kona the chatzer and the get that's in that chatzer, u'miskareshes bo, and therefore she is miskareshes through that get that's in that chatzer. Because since the husband is being makner of the chatzer and the get at the same time, it's gita v'chatzer rabban kechad, and she's divorced. So says Mar, well, that's the same exact din we just said before with the Eved. Why do you need the same din twice? Utsricha. Diashmi, you know, we need both din, because if Rava would have only told me the case of the Eved, Diashmi, and Eved, Havamina, Dafka, Eved, I would have said that Dafka, in a case where you put the get in the hand of an Eved, and then you're makna the Eved to the Isha, she's miskareshes, Avul Chatzer, but by the case of the Chatzer, Ligza, Mishum Chatzer, Abali, Akramikan, I would have thought she's not miskareshes, because they would make a Gzeira that, to a case of Chatzer, Abali, Akramikan, that the husband is going to give a get into a chatzar that belongs to a third party, and then that person is going to sell or give b'matana the chatzar that he owns to the woman, then for sure the woman is not megureshes, because she's not receiving the get from the husband. She's getting it from a third party, and the third party can't be, unless they're a shliach, a third party can't be the person, can't be the one who does the nesinas haget. So I would have thought that in order that people shouldn't say that that's a valid get, and that woman would be divorced, that we'd make a gzeira, that if the husband does the same thing, the rabbanon would make a gzeira, that it's also an invalid get. So that's why Rav has to tell me, we made no such gzeira. And if Rava only would have told me the case of putting the get in the chatzar and then being makna her the chatzar, havamina dafka chatzar, I would say that it's dafka in the case where it's a chatzar, where it's his chatzar, and he's makna it her, that she's mugureshes. Aval eved, but if he gives the get into the hands of an eved kafus, of a tied down eved, and he's makna the eved to the woman, ligzar kafus, atu sheino kafus. I would think we have to make a gzeira that it shouldn't be valid when the eved is tied down, atu a case when the eved is not tied down, and he's chatzar ma'alechas, and then it's not going to be valid. So kamash mulan, that we make no such gzeiros. So that's why Rav had told me the din in both cases, because there's a havamina to make a gzeira derabanan in either case. So I'm Rabbi Michti. So Rabbi says, let's analyze this further. The din that you could be megarish by putting a get in a chatzar. Chatzar mehecha is Rabbi. Where do we know the din of chatzar? Miyada. We learn it from Yad, because we darshan that when the Torah says Yada, it really means reshusa. So if you put the get in her reshus, meaning in her chatzar, she's miskareshes as well. So, but it should have to be just like Yada. My Yada, just like the gerish that happens, that's affected by putting the get in her hand, di'isa bein midai to bein bal karcha, happens whether she's a willing recipient of the get or an unwilling recipient of the get. I mean, the halacha is that if the man is megarish nisha bal karcha, it works. We often say the halacha is a man could be megarish nisha bal karcha. You're not allowed to do that. That's not only a cherem to Rabbeinu Gershom, it's just not nice. You're not allowed to be, it's a violation of haftar rechakum avli. You're not allowed to be megarish nisha bal karcha. But it works if he did it, meaning it's still going to be valid if he did it. So just like if you give an isha a get, bal karcha, it's beyond it works. So shouldn't chatzar also follow that same model and only be a valid get if it works bal karcha, if it would work even bal karcha? But what was the case that Rava said? The case was you put the get in your own chatzar and then you gifted the chatzar to her, and we said that's a valid get. Let's say she didn't want that gift. Would she be the owner of the chatzar? Nah, she's not the owner of the chatzar if she doesn't want it. So it doesn't work bal karcha in that case. So the only way chatzar should work is if it's able to work bal karcha. But in the case that Rava came up with, that you put the get in the chatzar, then you gift the chatzar to her, it doesn't work bal karcha. She could refuse the gift. V'matana midaiti isa bal karcha lesa. If she wants to be miskarish and receive the matana, she can, but she doesn't have to. So it should be invalid. So maska v'simi barashi v'shlichus the kabbali says, but wait a second, are you sure that it has to be able to work even bal karcha? What about get that happens through shlichus the kabbali, where the woman sends a shliach to receive the get? Shlichus only works when she's interested in that man being, in the person who's receiving it for her, being her shliach. It doesn't work if she's not interested in the person being the shliach, the kavi shliach lekabala. And nevertheless, we say shliach lekabala works, even though it only works midaita and not bal karcha. So why are we so bothered with chatzar? The very notion of shliach lekabala apparently only works midaita. Abaye would respond to the question from shlichus lekabala that otu shlichus miyad is rabbi. Shlichus doesn't have to be similar to yad, because the idea that shlichus works for a get is not derived from the din of Yad. Mivishilach v'shilcha is Rabbi. It's learned from a different drasha. The Torah says v'shilcha mi beso. It could have just said v'shilach mi beso. It's as if it says v'shilcha v'shilcha without the mapike, right? To tell me that an isha also can make a shliach. V'shilcha means he sent her. V'shilcha without the mapike means and she sent. So we darshan from the fact that it says v'shilcha mi beso, it's as if it says v'sholcha mi beso, that she also can send. So that's how we know that a woman can make a shliach l'kabbalah. Nothing to do with the yad. So when it comes to shliach l'kabbalah, yeah, it doesn't have to be bein b'daita, bein balkarcha. But anything that's derived from yad has to be something that works bein midaita bein balkarcha. Chatzer is derived from yad. So chatzer's got to be able to be a situation where it even works balkarcha. V'ibay seymor, another teretz you could have to the kashav simi barashi on abayi, shlichus kabbalah not miyashchan balkarcha, but shlichus kabbalah does happen balkarcha. Shekein av mekabel get l'bito ketana balkarcha. Because you do find a case of shliach l'kabbalah balkarcha, a father could receive a get for his ketana daughter, even though she's not interested, because so since there is a situation where shliach l'kabbalah works against the woman's will, so it turns out that shliach l'kabbalah is similar to yad, where it happens balkarcha. But gerushin al yidei chatzer, there is no circumstance that gerushin al yidei chatzer is going to be able to work balkarcha, and therefore it's not at all similar to yad, and therefore it should not be chal at all. So that is Abaye's challenge to Rava's din, that you could be that you could be makner her the chatzer, and thereby she'll get b'matana, and thereby she'll get divorced. Doesn't work because it can't happen balkarcha. The Gemara leaves that question on Rava unresolved. So now we had said in the Mishnah that Allah shall zay. So you can write again on just about anything, including an olive leaf and a keren shel para, and just give her the para on a yad shel eved, and just give her the eved. So it says Gemara bishlam yad de eved. I understand that why you have to give her the entire eved when you write the get on the yad shel eved, because lo efshel lemitzia, because it's not possible to cut off the arm of the eved after you wrote the get on his arm, as Rashi points out. The shayach b'mitzvah, so in a Rashi the chabal bo, you're not allowed to just go chopping off people's arms. Vim chabal bo yotzi l'cheirus b'rashi evarim alma in a Rashi the chabal bo. Just the very fact that the halacha is that if you're chovel in the eved, that if you knock off a limb of the eved, that he goes free, is a raya that you're not allowed to do that. So it's not possible to cut off the arm of the eved. But why, when you write again on keren shel para, do you have to give her the whole para? Just take, cut off the keren and give her the keren of the para. So Amar Kra v'kasa v'nasan la mishen mechusar k'siva v'nesina yatzazah shemechusar k'siva k'tzitza unesina. So k'zeres k'kasa v'pasuk says v'kasa v'la sefer krisos v'nasan la. And from that juxtaposition, we learn that it has to be that those are the two steps that need to happen in order for her to be divorced. But if something else has to happen in between those two steps, the ksiva and the nesina, then it's invalid. So if you were to have to do a ketzitza in between the ksiva and the nesina, then it would be invalid. So that's why the Mishnah says you got to give her the entire para, and the get therefore doesn't require ketzitza; it only requires ksiva and nesina. The Achronim raised the question: why do you have to give her the whole para? Can't you just give her the para without cutting off the keren and just say that I'm being makna to you the keren, and I'm still the owner of the rest of the para's body? So I didn't do any maisa ketzitza. There's no other maisa that I had to do. I'm just, in terms of the das, I mean, for a kinyan to happen, you need to have das to be makna. So I'm being makna to you only the keren of this para. Later she could go and cut off the keren of the para if she wants. So the Arsameach in Hilchos Gerushin, Paragal V'Lachavav, says that the reason you need to give the entire para and the entire eved is because of the psul of mechubar, that calls man that you don't give the entire eved to the isha, the get's going to be pasul because it's considered to be mechubar. That when you give her the whole eved is called the sefer krisus, so it's all a sefer echad. But if you don't give her the whole eved, she's miskareshes by through the hand of the eved alone, which is still mechubar to the eved, and a sefer needs to be something that's talush and that stands bifnei atzmo and not something that's mechubar and attached to that which it's growing on. Okay, so says the Gemara Vaitina. Rabbi Yosei Glili Omer. Rabbi Yosei Glili had a chiddush in the Mishnah that you cannot write a get on something that's alive, nor on food. So my time is Rabbi Yosei Glili. Where does he get that from? That a get's going to be possible if it's written on davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim or on food. So the Tanya, we have a brisa that he elaborates on psukim. It says in the Torah, "V'kasav l'sefer krisus nasim b'yad v'shulcham mibeis." So from the fact that it says safer, Sefer, so in the Ela Sefer, I would only know that Klaf is valid for a get. I mean, I know the Rav is called Davra. How do I know you can write it in anything else? Tamalomar, V'kasav La, Mikal Makam. That's why it says V'kasav La. It doesn't say V'nasin Sefer Krisos Biyada. It says V'kasav La, which implies that even if you write on other things, that's not Klaf, it's going to be valid. Imke Ma Tamalomar Sefer. Why then does the Torah give the example of Sefer, which sounds like it's just Klaf? Because Ma Sefer Davashem Baruachayim, Ve'eno Ochel, Avkal Davashem Baruachayim, Ve'eno Ochel. Because we derive from Sefer that when whatever you're writing the get on should be similar to a sefer with certain basic characteristics, namely that it's not alive and that it's not food. So Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, Iksiv ba sefer, if it would have said V'kasav la ba sefer kidekamrit, I would have made the same drasha you made, that it's got to be similar to a sefer, it's got to be something that's not food and it's not beruach chayim, but hashla dechziv, but now that the pasuk says sefer, but the fact that it says sefer is teaching me a different drasha. L'sfiras dvarim huda'asa. The mashmos of the phrase sefer krisus is that it tells the story of the krisus, that the husband has to write to the woman the story of what's happening right now. So the mashmos of sefer krisus is not teaching me about what you write the get on, but about the content of the words of the get. That the words of the get have to be a story of the krisus. V'rabbanan hai v'kasav of my avdilei. So ask the Gemara, according to the Chum, you don't need to write a get on klaf, because it doesn't say bas sefer, it's just sefer krisos, so then you don't need the riboy of a kas of la to tell me that you're allowed to write it on things other than klaf, because there was never a havamina that you could only write it on klaf in the first place. So therefore, the Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do with the kas of la? It's not needed to teach me that you're allowed to write it on things other than klaf. So mi bayilu, b'ksiv miskresh, miksaresh, kesef. Oh, they use that to teach me a chiddush, that the only way to divorce a wife is with a written document and not with kesef, meaning as Rashi explains, if the husband gives her a pruta and says hiskar shiba, that doesn't work. Where you might have thought that that does work, why would I think that that does work? Because salka dayt chamina akishitzia lahavaya, that I might have thought that we, since it says by viyatsami beis avaisalish acher, that we compare yitzia, the gerushin process, to vahaisa, to the kiddushin process, to Ishacher. So Mahavaya, just like Kiddushin is Bekesef, works Bekesef, Afitzia Nami Bekesef. So get can also work, a divorce can also work Bekesef. So Kamash Vula, and that's why I need Vekesef to tell me that a get does not work Bekesef, a get only works in a written document. It's interesting, Rashi explains what would be the Havamina of how would that Kesef work, that the husband gives the Shavapruta to the wife. Sfasemes in Maseches Sukkah raises the question, why don't we just say the opposite, that the Havamina would be that the woman gives Kesef to the husband, because normally when you're Kona something, the Kona is the one that's giving the Kesef. She's being Kona Atzma. She's acquiring her own rights to herself back. So shouldn't that be the Havamina? So he says, no, because the whole Havamina is that Akashitziya la Havaya. So it's got to match the Havaya as much as possible. And just like by the Havaya, it's the husband that's giving. So too, by the Yitzia, it would be the husband that's giving. V'idach, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who derives from the Kesef, that you're allowed to use other things besides for parchment, how does he know these dinim of the Rabbanan? So nafkalei mi sefer krisus sefer karsa vein davar achar karsa. How does he know that you can't get divorced with money? Because the pasuk says sefer krisus, the juxtaposition of those words sefer and krisus teaches us that the only thing that's kores is a sefer, but nothing else can be kores. V'idach, and the chachamim who learned that a woman is not miskareshes with kesef from the word v'kasav, what do they do with the juxtaposition of sefer and krisus? What do they derive from there? They derive from there that the krisus has to be final. It has to be something that severs all ties. Kidetanya, because the Brisa elaborates, where do you have a situation where you don't have davar akoris beino levena? Hareza gitech amnash latishti yayin. If a man gives his wife a get and says, this get should be valid as long as you never ever drink wine for the rest of your life. Amnash latal chubes avicha liolam. Or amnash, you never ever go to your father's house. Ainze krisus. Then it's not a valid krisus because it's always hovering, that maybe that the idea is always hovering, that maybe that gets not valid, because she has one glass of wine, goes to visit her father once, and the whole gets not valid. But at Shloshim Yom, it is a krisus. But if you put a time limit to it, in the next 30 days, then it's a valid krisus. But you see, that's the concept that you need Dover Koris Ben Olavina. V'idach, where's Rabbi Yossi Aglili going to learn that from, that you need Dover Koris Ben Olavina? Mi Koris Krisus. He learns it from Koris Krisus. From the fact that it doesn't say Sefer Koris, it says Krisus. V'idach, and the Chacham, Koris Krisus Lodashi. Don't think that you can make an extra drasha from Koris Krisus. So now Mishnah. Ain Kosum B'Muchubil Karki. You don't write to get on Muchubil Karka. K'savu B'Muchubil T'losha V'chasamo U'nasanu La Kasha. But if you wrote again on Muchubil Karka, you detached it, then signed it, and gave it to her, it's going to be kosher. Rabbi the Apostle takes Ksivas of V'chasima B'Talush. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, both the Ksiva and the Chasima have to be B'Talush. Rabbi Yudah Mesera Omer, Ain Kosum Lola Niyar HaMachuk, Lola Diftara, M'Neshu Yachal is Daif. That you're not allowed to write a get on paper that had something written on it and has since been erased, nor on cloth that wasn't treated, because it's easy to be mezayif if you write on those things. And we're choshesh that the husband is going to write a tanai that benefits him, and she's going to erase that tanai and write a new get without a tanai in its place. V'cham machshirin, and v'cham say that you are allowed to write on the yara machuk or on diftera, because the edim mesira will know about any tanai that happens to be there, so we don't have to be choshesh that you're going to be mezayif the get after the mesiras the get. So two dinim in this mishnah. Number one, you're not allowed to write on mechuber lekarka, but a machlokas if it was written on mechuber and signed when it was talush, that's a machlokas tanaim. And the second din in the mishnah is a machlokas tanaim. Are you allowed to write on something that is a forgeable piece of paper? So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the gemara right after the mishnah. Everyone have a wonderful day.